And welcome back to episode 7 of Mundane Mums. My name is Joni.
And I'm Missy. And today we also have a special guest who will hopefully be silent, but it's Clara, who is my 21-month-old. This is just more of a, you know, when the koala bear clings to its mother. So she's just kind of here for it right now. She's not going to really talk, but you might hear her laugh.
What did you do over Christmas, I wonder?
So Christmas was really fun. The most fun I got, but no, it really was fun leading up to it. We always go to my parents' house on Christmas Eve, and this is the first year. I have three older brothers, and we're scattered. Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and we all met the day before New Year's Eve and New Year's Eve and had time together. So that was really fun because there was like all the cousins and all.
Did you meet for New Year's Eve?
No. Oh, okay. So let's just... Okay, let's back that up. The day before Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve, we all met together, me and my brothers and their family. So it was really fun for the kids to have that full cousin experience. Then we drove back Christmas Eve night and woke up Christmas Day at our house, had that whole fun time together as a family. And then we went to the funnest place on earth, Danny and Joni's house for Christmas Day feast. It really was good. We had turkey with stuffing and cranberry sandwiches. That I just still didn't get enough of that. And we ate so much that...
I keep telling people, yeah, I ate far too many sandwiches. And I'm sure they probably think, wow, you have a wild Christmas. Like, you don't understand. It's the best sandwich in the world. And you can
really
only
good.
Eat it once a year.
Oh, I kind of... I told James, he was at the store recently. I was like, if they have a turkey, like, marked down, can you go and buy it? I'm willing to make a whole nother turkey just to have these sandwiches again.
Yeah. So if you want the secret recipe, it's basically bread.
Hawaiian rolls, though.
Oh,
like
yes,
that's got to be like
the
sliders.
Fancy.
Yeah,
it's little... fancy bread. It's Christmas.
Yes.
So this was Hawaiian sliders, freshly cooked turkey, any stuffing. I mean, you could go for good quality or you could just do stovetop.
You won't notice the difference.
You won't notice the difference. And then cranberry sauce on top, and then that's it.
Oh, I got a little wild, though. And one sandwich, I added brie on it with
Ooh.
It. That was a little, you know, you need both. You can go be a purist and have the traditional. And then, like, your second or third sandwich, that's way too much. Add that brie on just to feel extra miserable, so... Merry Christmas. It was fun.
I actually got that sandwich recipe from Marks and Spencer's. When I used to work at a clothing store in England, on my lunch break, I would go find something to eat, and I would often wander into Marks and Spencer's, which is a bit of a fancy grocery store, and it has clothes and stuff like that too. Kind of like a Walmart, I suppose, but a very upscale.
Yeah, I was going to say, compared to something, but Walmart didn't seem right, but...
That idea.
Maybe a Target in a larger city where it's a little more fancy or Super Target.
Yes, something like that, yes. And they had like vacuum pack sandwiches and, oh, Percy Pigs, which were like really nice bags of candy. I was going to call them sweets. They would be called sweets in England. Yeah, they had the Christmas dinner sandwich and I have loved that sandwich ever since. And that was about 20 years ago.
And now we are converted. We are converts.
The only reason people don't like the sandwich is because they've never thought to do it.
Okay, so we've always done that as like for Thanksgiving leftovers. We'll do that because we'll have the turkey, we'll have the stuffing, and we'll have the cranberry. So we've kind of always done that. There's just a new honor set to it for Christmas Day. They're no longer the leftover reject sandwiches. They are like...
It's the centerpiece of Christmas.
Yeah, the turkey at your house, that stays in the other room because we're, like, making the sandwiches from the turkey. It's not like everyone's carving off the turkey to eat the turkey. You're carving it off to make the sandwiches. But it really was a fun day.
It was fun.
I don't remember what happened that night. I think the food coma must have, like, hit us because I don't remember the rest at night.
We had a really fun New Year's. We did have fun on Christmas Day.
Yes.
But we did have a fun New Year's because we bought Joshua for Christmas the Crash Bandicoot old game for his, but it was for the Xbox. Now that he has, we had like a stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning playing Xbox. I think we would have probably pulled an all-nighter because we had only gotten to level 2 by 1 o'clock in the morning. And there were 9 of us playing. We had 2 friends come over and one of them was a bit of a gaming expert, but we got all the way to level 2. And then Josh deleted all that we'd done.
Oh, no.
At about 11 o'clock, so we had to start all over again. And, so his name now is Mud for the whole of 2021. He's just constantly trying to redeem himself from that treachery.
So our New Year's Eve was kind of funny. I was in contact with Joni. So normally we would always do a cheese board on Christmas Day, but since we went over to your house and we had the amazing Christmas Day sandwiches, we saved our cheese board to New Year's Eve. But it's just the thing when you have kids that are anticipating something all day long. Like, they were, like, dressed up. They're waiting for daddy to get home off from work. So I think about 4 p.m. we just started eating. We had a cheese board, cheese fondue, and we just devoured all of it. And Johnny's like, send me a picture of your spread. I was like, it's gone. There was, like, the remnants of it. And so after we finished it, and just me putting the math together of how many hours were left in the night, I told James, we need to go ahead and put, like, an order in for a pizza. Just have it delivered, and we'll just go ahead and get in the queue, because it's probably going to be a long wait for a pizza on New Year's Eve with the rain and all.
That's good planning, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
when you're not hungry.
Yeah, we weren't hungry. We just put the order in, and, like, out where we live in the country, it's only one place that delivers, and it takes about an hour anyway. So this was
I don't think I can think of anything worse than waiting for pizza when you're hungry.
Yeah, exactly. So we were full, but it was kind of like, oh, no. Oh, no, we still have, like, 7 hours to go. So we put the pizza in. It came in about an hour, a little over an hour later. So it's about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, we had it ready, and everyone was happy. No one even knew. We didn't skip a beat, and that was our second dinner that night.
Like, but, hobbits.
Yeah, yes. Then we rung in the new year, and everyone was getting tired by this point. James pulls out his saxophone, and I pull out a flute. I mean, this is just weird, and we're trying to play Auld Lang Syne, and it was a lot of fun because the kids were just blown away about how loud the saxophone was.
By the talent,
exactly. It was even me singing along with him to help him find the notes, because we're playing by ear, and it's like,
I'm remembering that friend scene, you know, when he's playing the bagpipe. That's what I'm picturing.
So yeah, we're up, and, like, at that point we had, like, a second wind. We stayed up to, like, 1 a.m playing the saxophone and the flute, and the kids were, I want to try. They were letting them try it, and it was fun. Happy New Year.
That does sound fun. Yeah, Happy New Year. We usually start with mundane things that we've done.
Joni has a mundane thing she wants to share. I'm kind of iffy. My stuff is so mundane, I don't know if it's worth sharing. But let's hear from Joni.
This might not be mundane. This might be just too exciting. I have bought skincare products that are amazing.
Your face looked a little shiny,
didn't you? Did you think, oh, her skin looks very smooth and a bit shiny?
There was
shiny.
A glow going on about it. So
these are really cheap. And the reason why I bought them is I work really early in the morning. I'm supposed to just not look like I fell out of bed, even though it is very early in the morning. Here you go. You can look.
What's
at the
funny
other
is the name of the brand is called The Ordinary.
Oh,
kind of like the
so
Monday.
Me.
The Ordinary, period. There's not even an exclamation point. It's The Ordinary with a period on there. Go ahead.
But I will be putting makeup on at 5 in the morning, and then by 8 in the morning, I'm not going anywhere all day, and I've got a full face of makeup, and it kept just driving me crazy. And I just don't like wearing makeup all day and having it sitting on my face. But I did have a child that nearly fell off the chair when I came onto the camera for them, because I did look so terrible. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Blowing people away with your beauty.
I know. So I thought, you know, I'm going to have to just do something about this. So I did start wearing makeup, and then I was just kind of fed up with having it stuck on my face. I just feel like, yeah, I'm wearing, like, a film on my face, so I didn't like it. So I did a bit of research, and I discovered these products, and I started out with niacinamide and hyaluronic acid, and you put those on, and niacinamide is basically vitamin B, and hyaluronic acid is something that your body produces naturally. So they're kind of natural products. So you're not putting, like, chemicals on your face that you wouldn't normally want to put on. And it just makes your skin really smooth. And it's supposed to close up your pores, which I think it is doing. But it says it takes about 2 months to work. But some of them do look a bit smaller than they normally do.
Was this at Aldi, though?
No. No, sometimes I shop at other places.
Because it's by the Abnormal Beauty Company.
Yeah. No, it's just, I just got these from Ulta. They're so cheap. So, like, I think the hyaluronic acid was $5.99. I think the niacinamide was about the same price. Basically, for around about $20, I have 6 months worth of products, facial products, that means I don't have to wear makeup in the morning. So I feel like that's a win-win. I met a student today for the first time, and all throughout the lesson, he was saying stuff like, yeah, I don't think I'd go on that vacation because I don't really like to spend money. And about 15 minutes into the lesson, I'm like, you and me are going to get on really well. Because I don't like to spend money either. But since then, I have added in the vitamin C, which is supposed to get rid of scarring, which I have noticed. I have like a bit of a sunburn scar on my head and face, and that's going down. Mm-hmm. And then I've added in the retinol as well. And I will let you know how they work, but they're very cheap products.
We might have to switch to a video podcast so you can just see the
transformation. See the glow. The halo of beauty. So that was my mundane thing.
Do you know what I use for makeup? When I say makeup, I'm putting this in quotes, but actually make my own powder from like cocoa powder and arrowroot powder and spices to color it, like sage and ginger, and it matches my skin. It's just kind
of
funny.
How long does it take though to make that?
I just make a batch and it lasts for 6 months. So when I put it on fresh, it kind of smells like brownies for a minute, but you know, would you know that I make my own makeup? I don't really have it on now, but what I like about it, it's light and it just kind of fades away that I don't, it's really only good for 30 minutes. So, but by that point, it's just kind of, you know, everything's balanced out. And
yeah.
The mundane thing that I'm going to share, and this will be kind of kickoff for our topic today, is moderation. We're going to talk about our January reset. My mundane story I'll share is we went on an overnight family trip. We go camping as a family, it's just a given. I love camping. Joni does never been camping before. I'm trying to
camping in England is where things don't bite.
I even invited her to come with me. I'm like a pro. So we did our first family trip this past year. And we're like, all right, this is something we're going to do. So we went on a quick overnight trip to Helen, Georgia. I don't know if anyone's familiar with it. I'm sure we have no people.
People in England who want to know what Helen, Georgia is like, it is like Blackpool.
I'm hoping that's like a comment. It's the darkest place. You don't want to go there. We did a quick little hotel room. After we were doing our dinner that night, we had a nice experience, but we just need to go to like a local store and get some junk food for the hotel room. Chips and, you know, whatever. And James got me Oreos, which are just my kryptonite. It's just the one thing that I could eat a whole sleeve of them. Lately though, I knew Joni was like in December, we should do this thing where we'll encourage people who want to join in with us, just kind of like a healthy reset, whatever that looks like, whatever decision you want to make. And he gets me Oreos. So I've actually been doing really good. I flipped over to see what the serving size was. It's 3 Oreos. Who knew? Like, I would think 2 or 4, not this odd 3 number. I've been sticking.
There's like a rule in biscuits, though. You can't eat an uneven number of biscuits.
I know. It's like, it's 2.
So do you do 2 or 4?
Well, see, the thing, if it was 2, you would just have 2 servings. You can't. No one's going to have 2. 3 is like, this is ridiculous, but maybe I should do it. And so I've been really good exhibiting this strain of my character and learning to only have 3 Oreos and not the whole entire sleeve. You know, so this is the longest time a pack of Oreos have lasted me, like a whole week. The baby gets 1, the girls get 2, and I get 3. Seems like a natural progression.
Yeah, they'll age into 3.
They'll age in, yeah. Because I was like, why can't I have 3? I'm like, I'm much bigger than you. My body requires more energy. So with that being said, we want to know who is out there that obviously we're just tired of eating like royalty. We're ready to come back down to...
Gotta try and do something about the gout.
So yes, I've probably gained about 10 pounds this holiday season. I'm actually wearing my postpartum blue jeans right now. I'm not even wearing my normal blue jeans. That's a problem. I'm in my transition jeans. So yeah, I need to transition back to my normal wardrobe.
I know. I'm at that point where I might have to buy the next clothes size. And I'm too cheap to do that. Well, so I gotta diet.
I dug through my closet and this is like winning the lottery. I was like, I do have a bigger pair. I was so happy. This one pair of blue jeans to go on the trip to Helen because I couldn't sit in the car in my other pair of blue jeans. I had to unbutton the pants when I sat down. So if you are interested, some people might want to cut out sugar altogether. Joni was saying she's more of a all or nothing person. Let me just have like a little sweet on like the weekend or something, like, you know, just kind of put it in check.
Yeah.
And also exercising. She was working out 20 minutes when I called her. I was like, I think later me and James are going to try to run 1 mile. We did it. We did it.
Wow.
And then the rain came and we haven't ran since then. So
you had to walk home in the rain.
Yeah.
So I think I talked about this in the last podcast and the one that we haven't published yet. So lest you would think we just haphazardly throw this stuff out here. We did have a plan to put that one out, but then we actually changed our mind and decided we wanted to do this one first and then the next one later. So when I talk about that next time, it's going to be a bit boring, but so I found a lady who does like 7-minute exercise routines and she does others. We're now up to like 15 or 20 minutes because, you know, we're veterans now. But 7 minutes is just perfect because one of the things that puts me off is like, oh, I haven't got time to do all of that. Mm-hmm. Or that's going to take all the energy I have and I need other energy to do other things around the house. Just slowly building up. I have now built up to doing more. Or even if I do a 7-1, it's more 7-minute one. It's more intense. But I am finding that I have a lot more energy throughout the day, and it is actually helping me to not to feel like I can get a bit more done around my house because I have more energy and my head feels a bit clearer.
Yeah.
Not less foggy headed. So I'll maybe post a link of that when we put this podcast out there. I'll post a link of that lady. So other people, if you want to follow her as well.
And we can start doing that or just even walking. Like yeah. I do in my yard is the kids play and I walk circles, like laps around my yard, or if James is home, we'll actually jog in the yard while the kids are playing. We realize we're not super fast runners, but we're doing 14-minute miles right now. That's kind of embarrassing, but, you know, it's just kind of working up to that, and you just think, oh, it's only 7 minutes a day or three times a week, or it's only 14 minutes. It kind of helps make it more doable, and yeah, then you yeah. can see how it goes in your schedule.
Well, I was working out, and I was thinking, like, okay, if I did 7 minutes 7 days a week, that's, and it's not quite seven. It's always a little bit more, you know, obviously you kind of warm up, warm down. It's like an hour of exercise a week, but you have done it in small bite-sized pieces, so yeah. I kind of feel like that's, somebody who's very lazy, like I am, and doesn't really like to exercise, that works for me.
So we're thinking maybe getting a group going if you want to join us in the group, and just maybe we can encourage one another. You could share, like, oh, I'm just going to cut out sweets on the weekdays, or I'm going to do this, or I'm just to share what you're doing to make a step towards this coming back down to reality after the holidays and the past year we've had and stuff.
Yeah. I know that there are other people actually on our page who have some groups and stuff like that they do. So if they wanted to share that in the comments of the post, feel free to do that so other people can find you. And is that pretty much it?
Yeah, so we'll close with saying Happy New Year from Mundane Mums.
Happy New Year. Yeah, and sorry for all the people in England who are in quarantine right now. So maybe do the online exercise rather than going out running. Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.